ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Broken Window Golf Podcast. I'm Sean. This is Randy.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
So let's just get into it. So we just finished up with the Masters, one of the best weeks of the year. First major of the year, but it's the Masters. Everybody loves the Masters. It's one of those that whether you've watched all the tournaments beforehand, you're sitting down and you're watching a lot of this tournament anyway. Whether you're a big golf fan or not, there's still going to be a lot of people watching it that aren't big golf fans. And I think this week, Scotty is kind of just, the best way to put it is Scotty is inevitable. he's too good.
Scotty knows.
Yeah. He didn't have his best stuff this week and he still won by 4 strokes. I don't know what else you can say about it. He's so far ahead of everybody else right now that it's insane.
Well, I don't really know do you ever really have it at Augusta though?
Fair.
Scotty's on a tear. We were talking about it off camera. I just don't know if he can be beat.
Yeah, I agree. Even by the stats, didn't have his best ball striking tournament, which there was a lot of tough weather this weekend. It's going to make it more difficult anyway. But like I said, just winning handily and not really playing his best golf. He was playing the same course as everybody else, and he wasn't playing as good as he can play, and he still won by 4 shots. It's just insane. We kind of talked about this a little bit off camera, but he's now got 2 majors, 2 masters. How many majors is Scotty Scheffler going to win?
Remains to be seen. He's it's kind of feeling like that 2001, 2000 Tiger run, starting off the year really strong. Of course, winning the Players, first person other than Tiger to ever do that, to win the Players and the Masters in the same year. Tiger did it 2001. Of course, arguably the best year that anyone's ever played golf, 2001 Tiger Woods. Scotty's trying to match that, if not exceed that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be entirely surprised if Scotty broke out 3 majors this week or this year. I would not be surprised at all to see that.
Would not shock me in the least.
Yeah, I think obviously it's not a run that's going to last forever. It never does. It can't. But if I had to put a number on it, I'm going to say 8 majors out of Scotty Scheffler.
You think he's only going to win 8?
I don't know. That's the thing. He's playing so good right now. I just don't know how long it can last.
Yeah, for everyone out there, comment. Tell us, what do you think? You think he's going to win 8? You think he's going to win 12? You think he's going to be in that conversation with Jack, with Tiger someday? Let us know what you think.
So that's where that's at. Max Homa finally got another good showing at a major out of Max Homa. Love to see him start playing well in the majors. I can't wait to see him break one off and finally get a win at one of these majors.
Yeah, he plays really good at tough courses. Torrey Pines, he's always played there. Of course, he's from California. He's always there on tough courses, but he doesn't seem to really bring it together for all 4 days, and he really seemed like he wanted it. Of course, Scotty was just too much, but he brought a lot to the table and showed us a lot this weekend at the Masters.
Yeah, I agree. And Max played really well this weekend. I thought he hit the ball really well pretty much all weekend. Sunday, I thought he still played pretty well. Got a really tough break on, 12 on Sunday, yep, going into the bush there. I think that's now 2 top 10s for him, majors in a row. Could be wrong. Check me on that. But he's playing well at the majors, which for a few years, that was not the case. Just seems like a great guy. He's really fun to root for, really fun to watch. Would love to see him get a win here soon.
Yeah, he seems like when they interview him, he seems like just a really nice guy. He seems like it's his, the way he walks, the way he carries himself is genuine. It's not, you might think it looks a little bit like he's composed or, but you can tell in the interviews, that's just his personality. I mean, he has it put together and he's a, yeah, he's a professional and, I think he's gonna have a good year this year overall. I would look out for him, especially the U.S. Open and the PGA coming up. Definitely look out for Homa.
I agree, and yeah, like I said, fun to watch. Hopefully, he has a good year. Next one up that I want to talk about is Rory. Still no Grand Slam for Rory. Didn't have his best week, but he generally hasn't played all that great here. He had an okay start, wasn't great, wasn't good enough, and he finished, what, tied for 22nd, I think. So still hunting for that Grand Slam, still hunting for another major, because it's been, what, 10 years now since he won a major?
Yeah, I think it was 2014 or 2015. It's been, I mean, he's played, he plays great overseas, plays great on the European tour, race to Dubai, does great. Then he comes over here and seems like he has two good rounds, but can't put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. And I told you before, I think Rory's going to get two majors this year. I probably a little bit ambitious of a thought there, but I was talking with our buddy Chris, and I mean, Open at Pinehurst could be a good one for him. PGA is at Valhalla this year, right? Mm-hmm. I think that could be a good course for him too. Mm-hmm. But if Scotty's going to continue being Scotty, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And it's important to note that whether people noticed or not, Scotty went to the mallet style putter this week. And I can't remember if he had it during the Players or if he had the blade, but we'll have to look into that. But he seemed like he made most, he had a little hiccup there on 16, I think on Saturday, or maybe it was on Sunday. I can't remember. But for the most part, we always used to pick on Scotty for, you know, not making those 6 to 8 footers, but he seems to be making everything. And that was the only thing stopping him from destroying people. And that's exactly what he's doing. So,
yeah, exactly.
Looks like he found something in that mallet style putter.
Right. Agreed. I mean, and for a long time, he was incredible numbers tee to green and then would give it all right back on the green. And now he's putting well, and that's just not good news for anybody that's ever going to play against him.
Full steam ahead for Scotty.
Yeah. Next thing up, Tiger Woods made the cut, setting a Masters record for cuts made in a row. Didn't have a great weekend, but it was awesome to see him on the weekend, and he played the entire weekend.
Yeah, I think that was the most important thing. Of course, passed Fred Couples for most consecutive cuts made. I think I heard him say that he's only missed one cut at the Masters, and that was when he was a junior. But as a pro, he's never missed a cut. But Freddie's held that record for a little while now, so
yeah,
I'm sure he's proud of that. I know he talked about that a little bit in his press conferences, but I mean, it looked like he was there to win. The first couple of days were really tough, and he battled in there. And
yeah,
Sean and I talked about the fact that having to play 23 holes, on Friday morning, starting right off the gate with the delay, and just not the same Tiger. You know, his body. Body can only do so much, but it's still great to see him out there. And hopefully we get a couple more majors out of him and we can see him compete and hopefully contend a little bit going into the weekend on some of these big tournaments.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, before this week, he had only played 24 holes all year or something like that, something crazy. And then goes out, plays, like I said, 23 on Friday. Finishes the first two rounds at, what, one over par,
yeah.
Which really, I mean, at that point, I think the lead was only 6 or 7 under, so he's still kind of in it at that point, and those were the two two very tough days. And then probably a little bit the body just breaking down, just sets another record for himself on Saturday with his highest score in a major, I believe, with his 82. Not great, but he ended up playing on Sunday, which was awesome, and sounds like he's planning on making sure he's ready for the next major and trying to contend. And that's the thing, is he's not going to play a tournament if he doesn't think he can win.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're all used to seeing him over the last few tournaments he's been in and what little he's been in competition, not having a great day, pack it in, and he could have. I mean, there's nothing saying he's got to be out there. So if he thought he was going to hurt himself, obviously he didn't, because he didn't withdraw. So right. He didn't think he was going to hurt himself. But just being out of competition for that long, you can't expect to. I think we were all pretty shocked that he was even able to maintain, you know, three shots below the cut going into the weekend or whatever it ended up being. Four shots, right. But better than the cut. But it's just great to see him out there, and hopefully he can continue to be out there a lot more in 2024.
Right. Yeah. And when Tiger's in the field, it's just good for golf. That's how it's different. Been since he's come out on the tour, and that's how it's going to continue to be while he's still playing.
Yeah, I agree.
Next thing for the Masters, we had three LIV players in the top 10. We had Bryson DeChambeau, Cam Smith, and Tyrrell Hatton all ended up in the top 10. Good showing from the LIV players this week.
Yeah, great showing. I kind of thought that we were going to see a little bit better showing out of Rombo. You know, I think you kind of got to go with Rombo or Cam Smith or DJ as kind of the best of the best over there. Still, there's a couple more, but you know, to see Bryson come out of nowhere. I mean, I say nowhere, but I mean, he has had a few good showings and he's won a tournament over there. Of course, shot 58 on the LIV tour, which is wild. But yeah, it was great. It was great to see them. Obviously, a lot of people are still unsure about the future of professional golf at all, as a whole. But it's great to see those guys come over, and I'm glad the Masters decided to let them all in.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, Bryson had a really good first couple of days. I mean, holding on to the lead. Didn't have a great weekend, but still ended up T6, I think, is where he ended up. T6, 200 par. Yeah, that's 9 shots off the lead, but Scotty just ran away with it. I mean, second place was only 7 under, so he was only 5 shots behind second place. That's a lot better to see it that way than the 9 that he was back of Scotty.
Yeah. And again,
especially he had those new clubs that you were talking about.
Yeah, he did. He had the new clubs, and the sanction, the USGA just approved them on Monday before play. You know, just 2 or 3 days before play, 3D printed irons. He had just gone to, like a long drive crank driver. And, you know, I'm sure it was a struggle just to get his drivers approved, let alone, getting, you know, his irons approved. That's just wild. But,
yeah,
you know, another thing is, you know, what do you guys think about the LIV golf, you know, in the majors on a PGA tour? That's something we really haven't talked about, whether you guys think, but let us know what you think. You think the LIV guys should be able to come over, play as much as they want? Like, I'm sure we're not, there's definitely differing opinions, and we'd love to hear from you guys about it. It looks like LIV's here to stay. You know, they pay these guys hundreds of millions of dollars for like a 13-week schedule. You know, I think they're here to stay, but let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know. So that's kind of all that I've got for the Masters. You got anything else about the tournament?
Honestly, that was all I had. I was just going to make a note, you know, Scotty going 2 out of 3 of the Green Jackets. Of course, he won it 2022, wins it again this year. You know, of course, we beat that horse, but Scotty's just, he's on a roll. Other than that, yeah, that's about it. yeah, let's move on to the next topic. What do you got, Sean?
So next thing, still kind of along the lines of the Masters, we got our pick'em that we do. So each week, Rainey and I will pick a golfer, as well as a random pick if we don't have a guest, and whatever that golfer makes for the week at the tournament is added to our kind of bank for the week, and it's a running total for the season. So we missed last week, so we didn't get to talk about it, but at the Valero, I had picked Jordan Spieth, and he finished tied for 10th for $223,000. Randy, you had Billy Horschel, who unfortunately did not make the cut, so he finished with $0 that week.
Thanks, Billy.
The guest pick at the Valero was Mav McNealy, tied for 58th, but still made $20,000 on that.
Still beat Billy.
So still beat the $0 that your guy made. So we move into our picks for the Masters. And the way we do it is whoever has the best finish from the week before gets to pick first. And we go in order of the finish from the previous week. So because my guy had the best finish at the Valero, I got the first pick. I went with Xander Schauffele. The second pick for the week was actually the guest, our random pick, because he had finished better than Billy Horschel the week before. And with that, we got into a little bit of a hot spot, because our random pick ended up with Ludvig Åberg, however you say his name. And I texted Randy and let him know what the guest pick was, and he was not very happy with that.
Yeah, we don't know how to say his name. It's Åberg, something like that, but we know he's good at golf. And I wanted him, couldn't get him, told Sean I wanted him, and got screwed by the randomizer. Thanks to the guests on that one. My original choice was Ludvig Åberg, and ended up going with a secondary pick, Brian Harman. Thought he was playing well, just didn't work out for me this week, though, missing the cut.
Yeah, so with that, you went from a solo second that it would have been with Ludvig that ended up going to the guest for a cool $2.16 million. And instead, you guy missed the cut for, again, $0. That is now 3 weeks in a row, a little skid that you're on there. You need to start picking it back up. You're looking like I was for a little while there. My pick, Xander Schauffele, ended up solo 8 for $620,000. If you kind of remember the math from before when we missed a week, I was a couple hundred thousand behind Randy. And now with that one and him missing the cut, I am now back into the lead after the Masters. My total is $3.8 million. Randy in second at $3.4 million. And the guest, after that big week, has jumped up to 3.0 million. So kind of getting tight.
Yeah, everything's starting to tighten up. Yeah, yeah. And you touched on it a second ago. We forgot to mention, but we did want to give a lot of credit, big shout out to Akshay Bhatia. Been playing good, been playing really well, and getting that win in the playoff against Denny McCarthy. After it looked like he basically had lost the tournament, he was up by 5 or 6 shots. And then McCarthy went off on the back, shot like a 27 or 8 or something crazy on the back, and almost pulled it off. But just wanted to give a notable, noteworthy mention to Akshay. Great performance. Got him into the Masters. Didn't really take advantage of that, but still great showing there.
Yeah, I mean, a true win in your end gets his, I think, his second win on tour and gets him into the Masters. Yeah, didn't have the greatest week at the Masters, but still, I mean, finished T35. He made the cut. He was playing on the weekend in his first Masters. That's great. So, yeah, definitely
made some money.
Glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, made some money that he wouldn't have made otherwise.
Yep, absolutely. So, That's where we stand currently. Now we'll move into our next week for our pick'em. Again, the guest had the best finish at the Masters, so the guest was the first one that we did.
What Sean means random to say pick. Is the guest that has Randy's pick that should have been finished first for the week is what he meant to say. Just to clarify.
Anybody couldn't tell, Randy's a little bit salty about it.
Not
just,
at all.
Just
not
a touch.
At all. I'm over it. I'm over it immediately.
So, random pick ended up with Colin Morikawa. That is the pick for our guest. I had second pick. I'm going with Siwoo Kim. Don't really know why. Just it was a name that kind of stuck out to me as I was looking down the board. Could be a good week. I don't really know.
Yeah.
And then, Randy, who are you going with?
I think, well, first of all, let's talk about this this randomizer. Last 2 weeks, first last week, the randomizer steals my pick. Now, this week, the randomizer goes off the chain and picks Morikawa, which, you know, we all know that one of us we're going to take for the U.S. Open or the PGA or the British Open. One of the other three remaining majors. So the randomizer is doing a great job of kicking everybody's butt here. But I am going to go off the grid, and I'm going to go with the Frenchman, Mathieu Pavon. I think he's playing well. He's had a couple good showings, and I really think that he's going to have a good showing in Hilton Head this week.
I agree. I think that's a good pick. Should be good. I mean, and this is a designated event. I don't know if that's what they're calling it now, signature event, whatever. It's one of their bigger ones, so it's got the bigger purse. Was it $20 million purse this year, this week?
Yeah, $20 million. I mean, that's only $5 million off of the biggest purse all year at the Players or
right.
At the Arnold Palmer. I forget which one, but it's only like $5 million bucks off of the biggest purse. But great course there at Harbortown Golf Links. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I agree. And that one's only a couple hours away from me here in Columbia, South Carolina. So it's close enough that I probably should be going one of the days. Unfortunately, I'm not. But yeah, it should be a fun tournament to watch. Scotty Scheffler is currently still in the field, which I'll be honest, kind of surprises me with the big win last week at the Masters and a lot of the talk on the broadcast, not a whole lot on the broadcast, but it was mentioned enough that he could possibly have left the Masters for the birth of his child. And now that there's another tournament that he really doesn't need to be in, I know it's a designated event, whatever, but I'm just still surprised that he's going to be playing again this week.
I mean, he's only won $12.5 million in the last 35 days. So I think that I read something that equated to like $360,000 per day he's made in the last 35 days. Needless to say, he doesn't need to be there. And if if his child is to be born, you know he'll pull the pin and get out of there and take care of business. But he's there as of now, and man, like, can anyone stop him?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if he's going to be in the field, who's going to beat him? Yes, it is a designated event, so it is some of the bigger names are going to be there. But I mean, all the big names were at the Masters last week, and nobody could stop him. So yeah, you're right. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I think Sean is going to tell you a little bit about a different betting competition we have, but he told me off camera here before we started that Scotty had like plus 400 to one odds. I mean, come on, you know. There was a time that the best players in the world were lucky to get a plus 2,000. It's just, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, so right now Scotty is at plus 400 to win, which, I mean, for a winner bet, that's just insane. Xander's right behind him, sort of, at 1,000, plus 1,000. And then Rory and Ludvig are both at plus 1,200. So, I mean, that's kind of all bunched up there. But, yeah, Scotty, again, just way ahead. like Randy mentioned, we are going to do a little bit of a different kind of betting thing starting this week. What we're going to do is we're going to roll through the board on the DraftKings Sportsbook, and we're going to find a bet that we like each week. We'll let you know what it is, and we're going to kind of keep track of it and see how we're doing, if we're going to put a unit on it each week, see how we're doing through the rest of the season. With that, we kind of talked about it briefly before we started recording this week. I think I really like Austin Eckrow for a top 30 at plus 125. He's been playing some pretty decent golf this year. I think this seems like a course that he could do pretty well at, and a top 30 to be plus 125. That one jumped out at me as a good bet. So I think, what do you think? You want to go with that one for our bet this week?
Yeah, honestly, that's a great bet. I think Eckrow has a really good chance. He's one of the earliest tee times. He's going to go out early. Course is going to be perfect. He has a good chance to get out there. And all he's got to do is finish top 30 and to take that bet. So, I think that's a great bet. And we'll chalk that one up and keep a running total for you guys. I think if anything else, it'll just give you guys another reason to tune in, another reason to watch. That, there's always something going on here. I say it so many times on here, but comment on it. You look up to DraftKings, and what do you think for odds? Is there a better pick out there? That's what we're going to go with, but let us know what you think. Is there a pick on there you think is a lock? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Give us your thoughts. What bet should we have gone with? And let's just talk. Let's see what's going on out there.
Yep. So let's just have fun with it. That's the whole reason we're here. We want to entertain you guys, and of course we're entertaining ourselves. So
exactly. All right. You got anything else about the RBC Heritage coming up this week? I know we talked a lot about the Masters, but it's the Masters, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, just that it's a premier event, like Sean mentioned, or whatever they're calling it, signature, big purse, $20 million, Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'm sure the weather up there is probably going to be beautiful. We're coming into getting pretty close to May, and it's just going to get nicer from here on out. So I expect it to be, hopefully the weather holds off for those guys up there, and it ends up being a great weekend of golf.
I agree. Yeah, and that's kind of all I've got on it. So I think with that, that's it for us this week. Tune in next week, see how we did with our bets and with our pick'em. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Cheers.
Cheers.